And with that goal, we had won the game. We ran to celebrate and didn't stop celebrating until we got back home. Hi, I'm Riley and this is a championship. At the beginning of the summer, we were very hopeful for good results from our season. We never canceled a practice because of weather, and we didn't stop practicing just because we didn't have one scheduled. Any given day during the summer, we were probably on a field somewhere. Heading into our first game, we came out strong and didn't stop winning for 6 games. We took one loss during our regular season and one tie. After that loss, we worked harder to make sure we were above the rest. We did not want to win, we needed to win. We had been after a state title for years. We always got knocked out in semifinals, and the season before, we lost in the final game. We weren't going to accept a loss this season. When we tied that game, it was against a team that was otherwise undefeated. This put them one spot above us and sent them straight to the state tournament. This meant that to get to the state tournament, we would have to play through qualifying rounds. We had already faced some tough teams that season, and these qualifying games were no different, but we still came out on top. We headed up to the cities to decide who the best team in the state was. We played through our group games and lost our first one. We scored enough goals in our next game to reach the top of our group, and we stayed there. We headed to the quarterfinals. We were playing inside the training stadium for Minnesota United, and it was strange. Not the stadium itself, but the energy inside felt different. Everyone thought they had a chance to win the trophy, and they did. We won our way through the semifinals with our fair share of yellow cards and warnings, and we played a team that had a lot of big, strong players, but that didn't stop us from winning. The day of the state final was pretty awful feeling, because I was absolutely filled with anxiety and nervous energy. My body wouldn't accept any food, but I had to force myself to eat to have fuel for the game. We were playing a team that looked ready to take on anyone. They warmed up and remained confident all through the game. They scored 2 goals, and so did we. We scored our goals by good passes and runs, and they scored because of our own nervous mistakes. We played through the full 90 minutes, narrowly avoiding a fight in the final minutes, but we were willing to do anything to win that game, and so were they. As extra time ticked on, we eventually ran down the clock, and it was time for penalty kicks. Our keeper was able to hold off 3 of their PKs, and the other team's keeper stopped 1. This meant we made 4 out of 5, and they made 2 out of 5. It came to our last kicker, and if the ball was put past their keeper, it was done. He scored that goal, and we had won the game. We ran to celebrate with each other, and it ended up being a pile of screaming, jumping kids. We left everything, including our blood, on that field, and we were the youngest team from Austin to ever win a state championship playing at a C2 level. We were already set to be promoted, but this secured our spot in the C1 division for next season, which is currently underway. We all went to eat together after we collected our medals. We fought through freezing cold, pouring rain, and burning hot weather just to be there, and we worked harder than anyone else at the tournament. This win changed my perspective on grit and resilience, because we didn't win our first try, and it took us a few years. Years before, we obviously lost, and it was our fault, but at the time, it felt like an injustice had been committed against us because we didn't win, and this inspired us to work harder in the following seasons. This taught me that you can learn both losing and winning. What you can learn from this is that to achieve something you want, it could take you a few years, but you need to keep trying anyway.